Amen. Please remain standing for reading of God's word this morning. It's from Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We have already been blessed by God's presence in this place, and I want to thank the youth once again and the leaders for being here this morning. And they did a wonderful job, didn't they? We are so grateful for them. And they practice regularly with us. But I want to just share a few thoughts. I won't be long today, but I do want to share a few thoughts from my heart this morning. And my sermon this morning is, when you cannot pray, when you don't know how to pray, when you don't have any words to pray. And so the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit helps us. So as I was praying and studying, the Lord gave me a few thoughts that I learned, that I experienced as I was studying. And I had aha moment as we are in this sermon series. I learned some things about prayer and the Holy Spirit that the Lord revealed to me. And I want to share that with you. But let's go to the Lord in prayer, as the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly to the throne of grace. God, we know that without your Spirit, our preaching and our singing does not make a difference. But when your Spirit comes, when we are empowered by your presence, God, that you are able to reach the hearts of people. And so, God, I pray that you will hide me behind that cross this morning. And Lord, that your name, Jesus, your name that is above all name, will touch our lives this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, that when we cannot pray, you pray for us. When we have no words to pray, God, you still understand our tears. God, when our heart is heavy, when our mind is troubled with many things, God, we are so grateful that you still feel and hear what we are going through. So God, I pray today that you will just encourage every person here. Lord, that your Spirit will come and invade the hearts of people. And Lord, I pray humbly that the meditation of my heart will be acceptable unto thee this morning. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Lead us in a time of prayer. Lead us to the throne of grace this morning, God. God, we pray that we will leave this place knowing that we have encountered the presence of Jesus, the Savior of the world, who still comes and changes us and draws us. So Lord, just speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. When we cannot pray. Friends, Monday morning I woke up to the news, as all of you did, of this heartbreaking tragedy that took place in Las Vegas that took the lives of so many people. And as I woke up in the morning, my heart was troubled. My heart was groaning as I saw and read the stories. And this week, as I've been reading stories about all that happened, and in the midst of all that tragedy, I've been hearing stories of hope. But my heart was troubled. When I look at the world today and all that is happening, not just here, but around the world, sometimes, friends, our heart groans. Sometimes our mind is so troubled that we don't know how to pray. Friends, there are times in our lives when we are too overwhelmed to pray. You see, sometimes we are too frustrated and angry and say, I cannot pray right now because I am just angry or frustrated with God. There are times when we have those moments. There are times when we are going through extreme pain and sorrows in our lives. And friends, this is for everyone. There are times when we go through some extreme pain and sorrow, and the last thing we can say is a word, the pain and the sorrow really takes over our life. There are times when we cannot pray because of severe depression, severe pain, and you're so down and about that you have no words to pray. That takes over our lives. Sometimes the worry and anxieties of the world overpower us, and we cannot pray. Worries of things outside, worries of things inside, and we cannot pray. There are times when we face trials and tribulations of life, and sometimes they overpower us, and we cannot pray. We cannot pray because of all those things that come upon us. So what do we do when we cannot pray? What do we do when we don't know how to pray? The Bible teaches us this morning, friends, that the Spirit of God that lives in a believer who has accepted Jesus Christ, has received the Holy Spirit that comes and lives within a believer that helps us to pray. Friends, I want to share a few thoughts as I get into my message. When you cannot pray, it's okay. You don't have to feel bad. Well, I cannot pray like so and so, and I don't have the words that like they do. Friends, when there are times, and it is okay, God wants you to know this morning, there are times when you cannot pray, and it is okay, because when we read the Bible, and when we read the stories of people in the Bible, people that God used greatly, men and women of God that were greatly used of God, they had moments in their lives when they couldn't pray. One of the great examples of that is in this text that I just read with you. The text is written by Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul was a man that had a greatest influence on the Christian history. In fact, we still read the New Testament that he wrote. We still read about his life. He planted many churches. He was in prison. He was beaten up. He faced a lot of persecution for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there were times in his life in the prison cell for the gospel when he couldn't pray, and he would ask his churches to pray for him. There in the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8 to 9, he talks about his weakness. This is a great man of God, greatly used of God, and he says that he had trouble praying. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 8 and 9, he said that he had a thorn in the flesh. And he didn't know, we don't know exactly what that thorn in the flesh was. And so the Bible says he pleaded to the Lord, take this thorn of the flesh. Three times the Bible says he pleaded. But the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. So friends, this is a man of God, greatly used of God, but even he had moments when he could not pray. So it's okay when you and I cannot pray. There is another woman in the Bible by the name of Hannah. And Hannah was a woman that was crying, and she was praying for God to give her a child. And after many, many years of praying, she would go to the temple of the Lord, and she was praying, God, would you give me a child? And she was in the temple one day, and she was so burdened, she was so sorrowful, and she was praying in her heart. She was praying, but there was no words. She was praying with all her heart. Friends, listen to this scripture. This is how she was praying in 1 Samuel 1:13. The Bible says, and now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. This is a mighty woman of prayer, but there was no words in her mouth. It was all in her heart. She was deeply groaning in her heart. And later on, when the priest of that temple saw her, he thought that she was drunk on wine. But she said, not so, my Lord. I am a woman with sorrowful spirit. I was pouring my soul to God. She couldn't pray, but she was praying in her heart. And God answered her prayer. She gave birth to Samuel, the great man of God, who anointed King David, the king of Israel. But friends, what I'm emphasizing here today is that it's okay when you cannot pray, because the greatest saint, greatest people of God, had moments in their life when they could not pray. In fact, Hannah's prayer had no words. Then we look at the life of Jesus. One of the powerful stories in the Bible that teaches us about Jesus' life and his prayer life is in John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, you will hear a story about a man named Lazarus. Lazarus had two sisters, Martha and Mary, and they were very close to Jesus. Jesus would often visit their homes. And there came a time when Lazarus got sick and he was about to die. Jesus was in a different town, and the sister sent a word to Jesus, "Jesus, please come soon and heal our brother." Jesus did not come at a time when they had asked him to come. Finally, Jesus did arrive in that town, but Lazarus had been dead. He is dead. And so the Bible says in John chapter 11, verse 33, one of the sisters, when she saw Jesus coming, Mary ran and fell at the feet of Jesus. She fell at the feet of Jesus and said, "Jesus, if you would have been on time, my brother would not have died. But he has died." Here's what the Bible says in John chapter 11, 33. Listen to this man of God, the Savior of the world. Even he had moment when he couldn't pray. In John chapter 11, verse 33, it says this: when Jesus saw her weeping, when Jesus saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, the Bible says, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He was grieved. He was in pain as he experienced that. And friends, one of the shortest Bible is mentioned in John chapter 11. This is verse 33. In verse 35 of John chapter 11, it says that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And what that means is that when Jesus wept, he shed tears. When Jesus wept, he was moved with compassion to tears. We see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he's about to be crucified. And we see him talking to his Father. And in Matthew chapter 26, verse 38, he says this: "My heart is so sorrowful unto death. The groaning is too heavy for me, Father." Even Jesus had moments when he could not pray. He had this groaning in his heart. His heart was troubled. And I wonder oftentimes when Jesus looks at the world today, when he looks at the sin of the world today, when he looks at how people have disobeyed him and walked away from him, when he looks at all that is happening in our world, friends, Jesus sympathizes us in our tragedy. He sympathizes us in our suffering, and he comes to us and he comforts us and he helps us in times like these. Now I want to share a little bit in the scripture. When we cannot pray, the Bible says this in Romans 26. It is a powerful chapter in the Bible. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Friends, the Holy Spirit of God lives in us. Now, this is the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that raised Jesus from the dead. This same Spirit now lives in every believer that has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. The Bible says that likewise, the Spirit also helps. The word help means this. The word helps means that the Holy Spirit comes and stands beside us. When we cannot pray, the Holy Spirit comes and stands beside us. The Holy Spirit comes to assist us. The Holy Spirit comes to be near us. But one of the main roles of the Holy Spirit is to help us share our burdens. When we cannot, when we are overwhelmed with our burdens and trouble, the Holy Spirit comes and reminds us and tells that you don't have to do this alone. I am here with you. I am here walking with you. I am here to be near you. So friends, when he says the Holy Spirit helps us, that's what it does. It comes alongside us. I am so grateful for Jesus. When he left the world, he said, I will not leave you orphans, but there is a Spirit that is coming after me. He will come in you and he will be your comforter. In John chapter 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit is described as a comforter. In the whole Gospel of John, chapter 14, you will hear that the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He comforts us and he calms our fear. He is our counselor when we don't know what to do, how to make a decision. He is our counselor. He is our advocate. When we feel weak and defenseless, the Holy Spirit of God is our advocate. He helps us. He lifts us up. He prays in us and gives us what we need to face what we are facing. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Friends, the word weakness means several things to different people. I want to just share. You know, the word weakness, it refers to this. It means that there are times that we do want to pray, but due to our health reason, sometimes our health is not the best. We have too much pain in our heart. We have too much pain in our body. We have too much pain in our heart, in our mind. And sometimes we do want to pray, but we are not able to pray because of that frail body sometimes that we have. And as we grow older and older, we have more affliction, more troubles, and we have some frailties of our bodies that makes us unable to pray. Then, friends, we have some of our own personal trials that I said earlier, personal trials and tribulations that we face in our life. For some people, it may be a son or a daughter that is away from God. It may be for someone, they are struggling in their marriage and they're wondering what's going to happen in the future of the marriage. There are some people that are struggling with drug addiction. They have a family member that is stuck in the cycle of addiction and the whole family is affected by that. Friends, people go through different trials and tribulations in our life. This week, I was at Dover Manor. We go once a month to serve communion there. And as I was entering Dover Manor, I saw this three, four women sitting outside. And I could tell there was one lady who was sitting with her mom. And I told them, I'm going to play some music if you would like to come. And sure enough, a few minutes later, they all came in. And after we sing, we serve communion. Rich Lewis was with me, and we got to this woman with her mom. And when I came close to her, she said, I am so glad you all came today. And I said, what's going on? She said, I am just going through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life. And I got to pray with her right there and serve communion in the name of Jesus. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit invited her to church. Maybe she'll come to the 11 o'clock service. But friends, it is so amazing that the Holy Spirit helps us in our trials and tribulations. Sometimes we cannot pray because we are spiritually depleted. We serve God and we give our hearts to God. But after we've done all, sometimes we get tired. We get weary. We cannot pray and do the way we would like to go. Even in those moments when we feel spiritually depleted, the Holy Spirit comes and strengthens us and gives us hope and gives us power and gives us strength to move in His strength and in His power. Sometimes we are spiritually weak. Sometimes we cannot pray because of the distractions and the temptations of the world. I know for a fact, for all of you, there are distractions and temptations that come our way every day. Every day, trying to get into our lives. Sometimes we are weak. Sometimes we don't know how to fight that. In moments like that, God promised His Holy Spirit. He says, whenever you are tempted or whenever you feel weak, my Holy Spirit will help you overcome that. My Holy Spirit will come and give you the strength to face every distraction and attraction and anything that comes in our way. Friends, aren't we grateful for this prayer in Romans 8:26? God knew that we are weak, and that's why he has given us his spirit. That's why he has given us spirit to come and pray for us in our troubles, in our temptations, in our anxieties, in our pain, in our grief, and our sorrow. The Holy Spirit comes and prays with us. Now, friends, here is an important lesson I want to leave you with today. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Friends, not only is the Holy Spirit our helper, but the Holy Spirit is our intercessor. An intercessor is one that prays regularly for you. An intercessor is one that even before you tell them your problem, the intercessor knows and feels what you are facing. He is the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So friends, here I want to encourage you today that whatever you are doing and whatever you are facing, the Holy Spirit knows and feels what you are feeling. There is no trouble, there is no trial, there is no problem that he is not aware of. And when you cannot pray, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is praying for you. In fact, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, 34, Jesus is also interceding for you in heaven. The Holy Spirit is praying in you. Jesus is praying for you in heaven. So you have two prayer partners who are praying for you. Aren't you glad when sometimes when you're going through something, someone sends you a text and say, I'm praying for you? That means a lot, right? Oh, we need a lot of people praying for each other. But an intercessor is one that can feel. Sometimes intercessors are people that God will wake them up in the middle of the night and will ask them to pray for so and so. They don't know what's going on in our life, but they will wake them up and say, you need to pray for this situation. But friends, here's what I want to encourage you this morning. That whenever you feel that you cannot pray, please know that God understands. And whenever you feel that you cannot pray, please know that the Holy Spirit is praying for you. And I love how the Holy Spirit prays. It says the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You want to share something in your life, but you're unable to share. Friends, you don't have to explain anything to God. God understands exactly what you want to tell him. He knows exactly what you want to say to him. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 says, your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. In Psalm 139, verse 4, it says, before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. In fact, in this scripture, he says in verse 27, now he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit comes and prays for us with deep groaning, and he brings our need before God the Father. Things that we cannot say, the Holy Spirit takes that and he prays in us and he prays for us so that our needs and our hearts and our lives may be healed and comforted. Amen. Thanks be to God for his Spirit. Friends, I've had many days when I was just too discouraged to pray. And I love to pray, you know that. But there are times I cannot pray. But God speaks to someone around and say, you need to pray for Andrew right now. Someone will send me a text out of the blue. A lot of times Pastor Greg and I do that for each other. But grateful to God that when you feel that no one understands you, please know that there is a Spirit of God dwelling in you that knows exactly what you need prayer for. I want to close by just some practical steps when you cannot pray. I came across an article on Guidepost by this man, Rick Hamlin. And he gives 7 ways to pray when you cannot pray. I'm just going to share a few thoughts from that. 7 ways when you cannot pray. Number one, he says, when you cannot pray, take some deep breath. Take a deep breath, and when you breathe out, say, God is love. And when you breathe in, say, God is love. When you cannot pray, just try that. God is love. God is love. It'll get your focus on the Lord. That's one way to do that. Secondly, when you cannot pray, look for people around you that need prayer. Think about people that are hurting or discouraged that may need a prayer text from you, that may need a call from you, that may need a card from you. Write them a card. Call them. Send them a text. Friends, you don't know how much that means to someone and how God will use you to encourage someone that will transform their life because someone took the time to pray for them. Thirdly, when you cannot pray, say the Lord's Prayer. Say the Lord's Prayer. Or say Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for their rod and their staff, they comfort me. Friend, you can pray this prayer when you cannot pray. And lastly, Sing to yourself, hymns, praise songs. Some people tell me, Pastor, you don't want me to sing. I sing in my home or I sing in my bathroom. I don't sing outside. But that's okay, wherever you are, just sing to the Lord. That's your way of prayer. Sometimes our prayer is a song. Sometimes our prayer is just silence before God. Sometimes our prayer is just a tear. And, you know, I read this devotion that this person was at a funeral, and this person just came by them in the line, did not say anything, just gave them a hug and just love on them. It's amazing how we don't have to say anything sometimes. It's just our words and our presence that makes all the difference in our lives. Amen. And so I just want to speak to you today. We're going to sing this song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And He is a true friend. He is a true friend. And friends, we want to give an invitation to you today that if you need prayer ever in this church, you know that you can call the pastors of this church. You know that you can call the people in this church that will come and pray with you. When you cannot pray, you can call others to pray for you. And it is never an embarrassment. It is never a moment where I should be praying for you. No, friends, we all need prayers. And the more we do it for each other, the better this nation, the better our lives will be. Amen. So, friends, I'm going to ask Pastor Greg to pray over us. And after he prays, if you need prayer as we sing the last song, you come to the altar. And we would love to pray with you, whatever you may be going through. So I'm going to ask Pastor to lead us in a prayer. And after that, we'll sing that song. And as the song is sung, if you need prayer, we will pray with you this morning.
Oh God, there are many. There are many moments, there are many days in our lives when we truly cannot pray. The pain is too deep, the disappointment too profound. The confusion, the doubts, the unbelief keeps us from coming to You and praying. And yet You love us so completely, so perfectly, so unconditionally, that we should never doubt that You are with us and You are for us. Thank You for the gift of Your Holy Spirit, who is praying for us now in this moment, wooing us, calling us into a sweet time of intercession and communion as He takes our burdens, our concerns, our worries, our doubts, our fears, and He brings them to God the Father and Jesus the Son. Come, Holy Spirit, come, we pray. Have Your way in all of our lives. In Jesus' name.